Brilliance Audio.
Your Story, My Story by Connie Palman. Translated by Eileen J. Stevens and Anna Asbury. Performed by Guy Mott. We think we're writing something to amuse, but we're actually saying something we desperately need to share. The real mystery is this strange need. Why can't we just hide it and shut up? Why do we have to blab? Why do human beings need to confess? Maybe, if you don't have that secret confession, you don't have a poem. Don't even have a story. Don't have a writer. Ted Hughes. Interview by Drew Hines in The Art of Poetry, No. 71. Paris Review, No. 134, Spring 1995. To most people, we only exist in books, my bride and I. For the past 35 years, I've had to watch with impotent horror as our real lives were buried beneath a mudslide of apocryphal stories, false witness, gossip, fabrication, and myth. How our true, complex personalities were replaced by hackneyed characters, reduced to mere images, tailor-made to suit a readership with an appetite for sensationalism. And in all of this, she was the brittle saint. I, the brutal traitor. I have remained silent. Until now. She had something in her of the religious fanatic. That reckless longing for a higher form of purity. The saintly and violent willingness to sacrifice herself. Her old, false self. To murder it, so that she could be born again. Clean, free, and, above all, real. In the 7 years we were together, I never saw her with anyone, not even our children, as she really was. The way I knew her. The woman I lived with. The woman who, stamping like a filly in heat, bit my cheek and drew blood the first time we met. We didn't embrace. We attacked each other.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?